Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm dizzy with Kofi Coburn right now. It's not going to happen. Like, I don't
wow,
even think
you're falling in love.
I don't think it's...
And James Strebel.
He's going to Kentucky on Friday. He's going to announce it. We're all going to celebrate. It's going to be a great day on Friday. Yes!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, so we're back at it. 437-9680, hanging out with you. Liquor Barn Studios. Reminder, 4 o'clock hour presented by RGB Home Theaters. Red, green, blue. RGBHomeTheaters.com. Get that free estimate. Bring that theater experience to your home today. No job too big or small. RGBHomeTheaters.com. They'll price match the big box stores, and they'll get you set up, make everything look great. They specialize in that full Dolby Atmos sound. We appreciate them being part of the show here on a Friday. Lee Sterling going to join us in about 20 minutes. Right now, we'll talk some Michigan basketball with Andrew Kahn from MLive.com, Michigan beat writer there. Andrew, are you there, or are you, I'm sure, dispatched to Indianapolis like everybody else from the state this weekend?
I am currently in Ann Arbor, but I will be in Indianapolis tomorrow.
Not
in London. That was option number three. I mean, London,
okay.
But
yeah, yeah.
That is what it is.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, you know, you're not there because, you know, no one cares that this game is going on in the middle of a Sunday, especially over there, given that England's going to be playing, and over here, it's going to be the NFL. So, if you guys have 20 people there at M Live, will one person have to cover it? I mean, let's be honest. That is a little bit of the backdrop of this game, is it not?
I mean, listen, I care. I'll be watching.
Okay.
But yeah, it'll be a TV game for me. Probably the only one of the year. I've been at every one since and plan to be at every one after. But yeah, this one was a tough sell before.
Yeah.
You know, we knew that Michigan football team would be undefeated and playing in this game, but I think, you know, with that in hindsight, it's definitely I think they're happy with their decision.
All right, man. So fill me in on this team. I got to be honest. This was, you know, kind of one of those odd games to where I thought it would be a much better game. You know, Michigan's had some awesome teams, NBA talent, and, you know, this year it looks like maybe a step down. We'll get to that here in a second. And I also thought Kentucky would be one of those elite teams. And right now, Kentucky has stumbled here and has not been nearly the team that we thought. So for me, Kentucky needs to win this game. This game has an odd importance, even though we don't know how good Michigan is. So what do you make of that analysis, and where is Michigan? Obviously coming in 5-2, impressive against Virginia, but not good enough.
Yeah, Michigan, you know, no longer ranked. They were, you know, in the preseason and after, you know, a week or two, but not anymore. So I see what you're saying there. I don't know. They haven't really proven anything yet. They're 5-2, which is not bad, you know, through seven games. Their best game was the most recent one. It was a loss, but they took a very good Virginia team, you know, right down to the wire. Michigan was actually up, you know, 11 points at halftime in that game, and, you know, five or six with 5 or 6 minutes to go, and tied there in the final minute, and just, you know, couldn't close, you know, against a Virginia team that right now is as good as anyone, just because you know, they brought back all five of their starters. They're all, you know, juniors, seniors, fifth-year guys. They really know that system well. So I'm not saying Virginia is going to necessarily be one of those teams, you know, in the Final Four at the very end of the year, though they could be. But right now, for sure, they're very much worthy of that number three ranking. And Michigan was right there with them. Because before that, you know, some shaky moments against Jackson State, needed overtime at home to beat Ohio, blown out by 25 points against Arizona State, you know, in New York. Mm-hmm. So, like, what is there on that schedule right now that tells you Michigan is you know, a legitimate top 25 team? I mean, you know, a 31-point win over Pitt, but Pitt might not be very good at all. So it's – and Kentucky, I suppose you could say the same thing, right? Who have they actually beat yet? I mean, they played – you know, two, you know, high-level teams and, you know, lost to both of them. So,
yep.
I certainly get that comparison for sure.
No, the average, I think I did it yesterday, guys. What was it, 240 in the KenPom?
I think is the
average win for Kentucky right now is 240 in the KenPom. And their numbers show that. I mean, except for their last game against Bellarmine, which is an in-state school here, Andrew, that runs a cool system and they kind of do the damn thing.
Yeah.
But their players are complete opposites in every single way.
Yeah.
The way they recruit in everything else, athleticism and everything else, except for that game, you know, Kentucky had basically taken care of the lesser thans and had lost to the other teams. So where we are here is we thought this would be an elite team. Is this Michigan team, is it wait and see? Are fans waiting because they believe this team will be really good in the end? Or is this team maybe deficient of some talent that the last few teams have had?
You know, that's funny, the KenPom thing. I had done the same thing for my preview for this game on Michigan's side. Michigan's at 220. What was that Kentucky number? You'll save me some math.
240.
Yeah.
240. All right. So still.
Yeah. As of yesterday. Yeah.
There you go. Right. These things change daily. But, yeah, I don't know. It's certainly wait and see. You've got a known entity in Hunter Dickinson.
Right.
He's a junior. He's their center. You know all about him. He is very, very good, and there's, like, no doubt about that. Like, they know what they have with him. It's the rest of the guys that they're still trying to figure out. I think, you know, Juwan Howard's youngest son, Jed Howard, who starts, you know, kind of on the wing for them, is legitimately good as well. I mean, he's shooting a high percentage from three. He can create his own shot. He's tall and long, athletic, just very skilled. So I think they've got another, you know, a second, you know, banana with him. But, you know, he hasn't been super consistent, you know, throughout the start of the season. And then, you know, the other pieces have been shaky. You know, they brought in a grad transfer point guard from the Ivy League, Jalen Llewellyn from Princeton. It's the third year in a row Juwan has gone to the transfer portal to get a graduate player, second time from the Ivy. And, you know, so far, not great for Llewellyn. He looks a little lost out there. He's admitted it's been an adjustment. So, you know, he needs to.
Those guys are a gamble. Dude, those guys are a gamble. I mean, we've seen that with Kentucky and Louisville here. Sorry to interrupt. I mean, we've seen some be great. You know, I mean, Louisville, Damian Lee and Rick Pitino, and you know, Michigan has had their fair share. And sometimes you get a guy who's like, oh, man, I might be 3 points a game. Like, Chris Mack ran into that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Mike Smith, they got a few years ago. He was very good, and he took a little time. Devontae Jones last year, Coastal Carolina, and took even longer. He got there, but it took even longer. So, Llewellyn, I mean, the track record's there, but, yeah, you got to – he's not there yet. And then, yeah, it's kind of figuring out – quality depth. That's kind of been the thing from the start of the year, talking to some assistant coaches, like that's what they've been trying to build. And right now, you know, the rotations are, the substitution patterns are interesting. We'll see if Juwan does it on Sunday, but often bringing in, you know, five new guys, you know, at a point, you know, having Dickinson and Howard on the bench at the same time. It's been interesting. Yeah, because Kentucky certainly got, you know, the talent and the depth, you'd think, even if they, again, haven't really fully put it together yet either.
Andrew Cotton with us talking some Michigan Wolverine basketball. I guess we could ask about the football team. I know that's what everyone's thinking about. You mentioned Hunter Dickinson. A couple things, two things on him. Has his game changed at all? I mean, I've seen him twice this season. Obviously, we know his game. You know, there was this thing in the matchup with Oscar Tshiebwe. You know, Oscar was going to come back, and he was going to shoot more jumpers and threes. And I don't think he's taken one this season. And so I'm interested, yes, Andrew, in that matchup, if Dickinson is basically the same guy that he's been. And if so, I mean, he's back because he's making a ton of NIL money. I mean, that's one of the main reasons Oscar is back as well. That's an assumption. Is that true?
Yeah. So the first part, he is the same player. I mean, the writers and I were talking about this at a recent game. I mean, last year there was a lot of talk going in about how he'd shoot, you know, more threes and be more of a factor from there. And he absolutely was. I mean, he made zero as a freshman, 0 for 4. And then, you know, a respectable, you know, amount last year. You know, I think a little less than 1 a game when all is said and done. But this year we haven't really seen that. I think he's made 2 so far. But, you know, not on a low number of attempts. He's still doing most of his work, you know, in the paint and then, you know, that mid-range jumper. He's shown the capability, but he's still mostly what he is. And then, yes, absolutely. Like, that wasn't the first thing or even the second thing he mentioned, you know, when you asked him before this season, you know, or right after he announced his decision to come back. Why? You know, and part of that, I think, is saying the right things. He loves college. Mm-hmm. He wants to take the national championship. But those things are true. Those things are absolutely true with him. He is the true, in every sense of the word, the big man on campus at Michigan. But, yes. There's no doubt. He also mentioned he loves his Ford Bronco that he was able to buy.
I'm trying to think, Andrew, between him and honestly, between him, Trace Jackson Davis at Indiana and Oscar Tshiebwe here, I feel like, do you guys, Jack, help me here. I mean, those guys are living the life,
Timmy.
Right?
Don't forget Timmy or Zach Edey for sure right now, Purdue as well.
Yeah. Edey probably.
Armando Bacot.
Yeah, they're all living. They're all living
Adama
the life.
Adama Sinogo at UConn.
The Van Wilder life,
they
Andrew.
Are, yeah.
That's what it is. It's the Van Wilder life a little bit, you know? I love it.
I got no problem with it. Like I'm aware. I'm covering these games. I've got a full time job. You know, off of writing about what they're doing. So you know.
Oh, absolutely. Let's go. Oh, yeah. No, it's fantastic. No, when Oscar Tshiebwe went to the Bahamas, he was able then to do all these things he couldn't do in the States.
Yeah.
And so he was making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars while the team was practicing. Of course, now they never practice and Cal just complains.
Yeah.
Andrew Kahn with us here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Well, I got to ask you about the football side. Well, I mean, obviously people are jacked up. I mean, it had to be. I mean, surreal going into Ohio State back to back years. They want to get rid of their coach, and now it's college football playoff time. What's the talk? Just don't choke it away here against Purdue. Just go out, handle your business. I know some injuries are piling up. Where is Michigan going into this game, and what we think will be the college football playoff?
Yeah, I mean they. Probably don't even need to win this game to get into the playoff, right? I mean, you know,
you guys
are as plugged into that as I am. I mean, who knows? You don't want to leave your fate in the hands of the committee, that's for sure. And I don't think they will. So I think they will, you know, finish the job and you know, put a second straight Big Ten championship banner in Schembechler Hall. But yeah, the injuries are a concern when you know your guy who's a Heisman front runner for most of the year in Blake Corum now reportedly just done for the year. That's a tough blow. But you know, if you watch that Ohio State game, you saw that their number two guys, you know, not so bad. So he's got an injury of his own too, but it's to his hand, not his leg. Mm-hmm. So you know, Donovan Edwards filled in admirably for Blake Corum. But yeah, there's certainly some concern there. But I think they have enough. You know, the one thing I thought they were missing to compete, you know, with the Georgias and for a national championship was an elite receiver. I didn't think they really had an NFL guy, but man, it didn't matter against Ohio State when you get wide open. You know, when you're that was more scheme probably than you know execution. But yeah, they hit plenty of deep passes in that game too. So you know, suddenly you saw an element of the offense that you hadn't seen. Made him even more dangerous. So yes, a lot of excitement here, and certainly the thought they can finish the job this week, and Echo. They'd be favored in their first playoff game if things hold against TCU and Phoenix. So, I think they're dreaming big here in Ann Arbor.
Why, last one, Andrew, appreciate the time. Why has it flipped? You know, we talk about the rivalry between Kentucky and Louisville, and for years, Calipari just owned Rick Pitino. I mean, over and over again, it didn't matter if he had the best players, even though he did 90% of the time. That game was just in Pitino's head. So we've passed
that way with football, now we have
Scott Satterfield and Mark Stoops. I don't know if you know who either one of those are. You deal with big-time football.
Yeah, you do.
Andrew, you don't have to worry about Mark Stoops and his $9 million contract. He's making more than Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Probably in the end. Like, why did it flip the last 2 years so bad? What has happened here?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. I'd say, the biggest thing, Jim Harbaugh overhauled his staff. I mean, it was, at that point it was like, all right, this is my last kind of last ditch effort, because at some point then it just falls on you, right? So he got younger, and he got a very diverse staff and a lot of energy, and added another couple former Wolverines to the mix. And it's really worked out. I mean, they've recruited, pretty good, but they're still behind Ohio State for sure. Like, there's a significant gap there with them and Ohio State as far as just, the 5 and 4-star talent. But yeah, they've made it work. And, I think the staff deserves a lot of credit. And, the quarterback play, I think, has been upgraded in recent years, both, with Cade McNamara last year and now J.J. McCarthy this year, better than they had in the several years before that. Mm-hmm. So, a great offensive line. Like, they dominated Ohio State in the trenches in last year's game. This year, not as much, but still won that battle. So, I think just kind of everyone wants to talk about the culture of the program and, things like that. But I think with Michigan, it was real. They, got back to some of their roots and, turned things around, and keeping Harbaugh proved to be
the right thing,
the right thing for sure.
Well, Andrew, appreciate the time, man. Safe travels. Enjoy the game on Saturday. Enjoy watching the game on Sunday. Both shall be interesting. We'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
All right, there we go. Andrew Kahn with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Lee Sterling here in a couple minutes. How about that?
Yeah.
You good? Jackie wants to stay here. What do you want to do? It's 4:16. We'll take a quick break.
Let's just stay here.
Let's just stay here. I like that. You want to just stay here?
Minutes. Yeah.
Well, we got a little bit of news we can discuss.
We do?
There's a bet.
Oh, goodness. Hang on. We need more time.
More time
for this.
For that? Okay, we can push that to 4:30.
Yeah, we need to push that back.
Well,
a
you're
little
talking
bit.
To Andrew. I know. It popped up. I was like,
we have
hold
a
Lachlan
McClain bet right now.
We have a Lachlan McClain bet.
Okay.
Yeah,
I need to look into this a little bit more.
We have a Lachlan McClain bet, it might be very Tiger Woods-ish.
Oh boy,
he's banking on something here we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, we can talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, and according to Jason Entz, Oscar doing a little NIL in London this weekend too. So dang. He's getting some more money in London.
And I cannot wait for the issue he has asking Calipari a question.
That's going to be
after
be great.
The game. It's going to be sustenance to my body.
How nervous is he? Is he a little sweat from Ince?
Because Jack, you'll go brow to brow with John Calipari.
Jack's not scared.
You'll ask him about the Indiana series.
Yeah,
you don't mind doing
that. He'll do a little, Oscar Timmy question.
I don't know about Ince, and I don't. If they lose to Michigan, and Ince is one of six people in the room, and Cal just had lost and now has to fly 900 hours home.
Oh.
Just.
He's going to be so mad.
Is terse. Is that the word?
Yeah, terse. Yes.
Terse.
Yeah, absolutely. He is.
And at that moment, do we want Ents to ask nothing?
No!
And cower in the corner. Hang on.
Okay.
Or do we want him to ask something and be the hero? Or do we want to ask something and have Cal crush him? Those are three options.
Well, Katie,
all three are not bad. All three are good for us.
But I think you can combine two of them.
Okay.
He can ask a question and be a hero and get crushed by Cal.
That could happen as well.
Both things can happen.
I'm with Treble. I think that's what we root for.
He asks a question. It gets under Cal's skin.
What if Ence is meek?
He calls him a basketball Benny.
What if he's meek? And he's like, and Cal runs him over, basically.
That's great, too.
Or what if he doesn't get a question in and we know there's five people in the room?
And he could get a question. What if he, like...
What if Tyler Thompson has six questions?
Exactly. What if he gets, like, three? Ben Roberts gets, like, four? And then
what if Ben Roberts has everything? Just everything.
And then a couple English blokes have a few questions.
Yeah, a couple
questions.
Blokes. Like, what do we do then?
We got to crush Ince. He's got a lot riding on this England trip. It's all been fun and games
in
Belgium.
It's all been Belgium waffles and
the London Eye.
And all your bets.
And the cathedral and all these. It's all been fun and games
Some
up until
famous
now.
Bridge.
Yes, the London Bridge.
The
is
London
falling
Bridge.
Down.
Good.
Yes, yes. So we have,
tired of London.
He's head of all these things. I agree. Overrated.
I'm tired of it.
It's overrated.
Tired of hearing about
it. It's dark. It's gloomy. It's rainy.
Between Ence's trip and between, I got everywhere. We haven't talked about... Oh, boy.
I don't like it. That's what I'm saying.
They
better win on Sunday. This
trip
is the worst trip ever if they don't win on Sunday. Yeah, but the soccer
5
stuff,
o'clock, we'll talk about
it. I know.
Cal posing as a soccer coach.
They have to win on Sunday. They have to. They have to win this game. Or it's going to be... It's going to be ugly. I'm going to be mean.
I think
I'm going to be nasty.
Be
ugly.
Team's poisoned.
They went
onto the pitch.
Yeah, they went on the pitch. They're cursed. They could be cursed. What, Chelsea? Is that where they were, Jack? Chelsea. I don't know. I know there's like five Manchesters. There's a Wrexham. There's a Tottenham.
There's a Wrexham.
Yeah, Wrexham.
Wrexham.
The only reason I know that is because Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Ryan Reynolds bought this like soccer team in England called Wrexham. And there's a show about it. That Ince keeps trying to get me to watch.
Oh, man, you're sounding so just soccer dumb American, man.
I know. I
don't. Is it Chelsea?
Yeah.
Poor Jack's on the phone with Lee Sterling
and
right
Lee
now.
And yeah. I'm just sitting there. It's like, Gregson's the Ryan Reynolds one.
Yeah, it's Ryan Reynolds and Mac from Asari.
Chelsea.
You would have said Richmond also just because of Ted Lasso, except you won't watch Ted Lasso out of spite for Ends.
Me either.
Which isn't a real team, but you would have said it as a real team.
Tired of it.
It's not just Ince, it's everybody. Everybody, Ted Lasso's the greatest. It's like, no, it's not. It looks
Get it's really good. Not. There it is. Well, Jack, you don't matter
I don't,
when it
don't,
comes
you know,
to this.
I don't trust
no
your
offense.
Opinion on anything entertaining.
Yeah, if it's not Big Ten basketball, Jack, I don't want your opinion on it.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it. I'm kidding. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com. We care what he says.
We do.
Another winning week last week for Lee. 13 of 16 weeks, including you guys nailed your 45-unit play, Kansas State last weekend. Runaway winner, 5-1 on your 45-50-unit plays. It's just an absolute run you guys are on, and we've been here every step of the way. ParamountSports.com. Lee, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon. Yeah, it feels great.
What's up?
We're winning. Had a great Thanksgiving. Hopefully you guys did, too. What were you guys' favorite pies? What's your favorite pie?
Ooh.
Oh, man. You know what my favorite pie is, and we did not have it, but it's mine. It's like it's a bunch of fruits and berries. It's like fruit of the forest.
Oh, fruit of the forest.
If I had to go with one pie, if it's like, yo, you're dead tomorrow, that's what I would go with. That's odd, I know. I'm a pumpkin pie guy. I'm good with anything.
We had a little peanut butter cream pie.
Oh, give me a little peanut butter cream pie, Lee. Yeah. What about you?
I think it's a tie. Banana cream pie and huckleberry pie.
Oh, yeah.
huckleberry pie.
Of course, vanilla bean ice cream on top.
Look at you. Who's living better than Lee Sterling right now?
I like that right now.
Yeah.
Well, Lee, I mean, you guys, again, another great week from last week going to now Thursday night football last night. What have you noticed in the last week? You guys, again, another winning week, and hitting Kansas State was a massive one.
Yeah, I mean, just incredible. I mean, especially in the NFL. This was the week people really got hit hard if you bet a lot of games, because I think like 75% of the games were decided by one play, the last drive or two. So, sometimes, you know, if you don't see a whole lot you like, just cut down. You know, you don't have to play 7-8 games on an NFL Sunday. You don't have to play 8 or 10 college football Saturday. If you like 2-3 games on a college Saturday and NFL Sunday, okay, that's it.
Yeah, I had a former producer, Lee, that did not know how to do that.
Also, Scotty, Scott Farrell.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a client send me. He goes, "What do you think of these games?" 1 week, I'm like, "There's 65 plays."
Oh my God!
Like 42 sides and 23 totals in a college Saturday. I'm like, is he betting like pizza, like a $5 pizza place per game bet? I mean, who plays 65 games?
Well, it's like having 10 fantasy teams. Anytime someone scores a touchdown, it's either killing you or winning you money.
You can't have more than two or three fantasy teams. I mean, that defeats
goodness. Oh, you're right. Lee Sterling with us. Let's jump. Hey, let's just jump into it, man. Let's go. Okay. I mean, we have games. Now, obviously, football-wise, we'll see. We have a little bit of bowl action. I think this weekend is just interesting on top of interesting. College waiting around to see if someone is going to choke it away. And in the NFL, every week now is basically a playoff. So many teams so close together. Let's start in the ACC. Clemson favored Saturday night. You can hear the game over on 93.9 The Ville by a touchdown. You know, North Carolina in the last 2 weeks has kind of ruined their season, Lee, where they could have been. We know where Clemson is. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, so what is Clemson playing for? Nothing. I mean, at least North Carolina, you know, they might get excited about coming down and playing in the Orange Bowl. So whenever you expect nothing out of North Carolina, look at what's going on here at North Carolina over the last couple of years. If you think that they're going to win and cover, they usually just lay a big, fat egg. So when I cover Mac Brown, as an underdog, when no one expects anything, they play their best football. Their defense, I think, a little bit better than most people give them credit for. All three of their losses have been by 7 points or less. Their offense hasn't been great the last couple weeks. And what's going on with the Clemson offense, I think they might make a change here and go with Cole Klubnik over DJ. DJ was 8-for-29 for a lowly 99 yards last week here. I'm calling for the outright upset. North Carolina wins 31-30 and is headed for the Orange Bowl.
Love it. I'd love to see it. I love their quarterback play and everything. DJ, you mentioned him. Kentucky fans around here have been openly talking about maybe he transfers to them for at least a month and a half. I mean, that's something, them making the move, that was kind of the story of the season, and he played just good enough. Did he not at times, Lee? Just good enough to where they didn't kind of pull the trigger there. Maybe Dabo, feels looking back, he should have played it differently at this point. A, what are you playing for? And a bowl game, you get a couple opportunities and nice competition here to put your quarterback in, get ready for next year. I think it makes way too much sense. Georgia favored by 18. LSU, they lose to A&M. We know what that did to them. Georgia, focused obviously on being the number one team in the college football playoff. Is this, you believe in LSU? It's too many points. What do you make of this game Saturday afternoon?
I think they want to win and be the number one seed. They don't want to end up number two, three, or four. You want to play the number four seed. You want to play USC or TCU if they win, which both teams have weaknesses. And LSU, some people were saying maybe they were looking ahead to Georgia. I don't think they were looking ahead. I think they just got whipped by Texas A&M. It's going to be worse against Georgia, which have no weaknesses. And Jaden Daniels, I mean, he's going to come out of a walking boot and step on the field and play Superman and throw for 300-400 yards. I'm not buying it here. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Georgia big here, 42-16.
I'm interested in the final like percentages on where the money goes on a game like this. I like the TCU team. Let's go to the Big 12. For favored by what? What's it up to now? Is it 2.5? I believe. Yeah, I believe 2.5 again. Yep. We'll see where that goes. Kansas State. We mentioned they were your 45 unit play last week. This is just a game that probably not a lot of people expected. Oklahoma, Texas getting ready to leave the league, Oklahoma State, Baylor, some down years there. So now we have TCU and Kansas State. TCU knows they need to keep winning. What do you make of this game?
Yeah, I think TCU is really good. Do I think they're
good
enough to win a national title? No. But they're skilled players. I mean, they got a runner, Kendre Miller, 1,260 yards and 16 touchdowns. He is a home run hitter. We all know about Max Duggan, 29 touchdowns, also five rushing touchdowns. But the best player on their team, and I think he's going to be back for this game, number one, wide receiver, 6'4", Quentin Johnson. I think he goes top 10, top 12 in the draft. He is a difference maker. I don't think Kansas State has anyone that can guard him. Winning close games, finishing strong, good characteristics for a team to have. And sometimes odds makers kind of undervalue that to some degree. I think TCU wins again for another week, 35-30.
I'd love to see that. I don't know why. Yep. I have no you know, connection to them. But you know, if you get them, yep. Michigan,
like
Georgia,
a little bit, an underdog team in there.
Well, I mean,
right?
The Big 12 is getting ready to be torn apart. I mean, we know the damage they've taken, and you know, Texas and Oklahoma have been lesser thans. You know, especially Texas the last few years, and you lose Lincoln Riley. We know what happens there, right? Look at USC playing for the college football playoff potentially, and everything else. Let's go to the NFL for two games. Lee Sterling with us, ParamountSports.com, ParamountSports.com. Dallas, Indianapolis. Indianapolis thought they had a much better chance last week, just not up to the task against the Steelers. The Cowboys keep on rolling. A lot of points here in the NFL. It's 11. What do you make of this game on Sunday?
Yeah, and usually you take double digits in the NFL. I mean, that's been a big moneymaker this year. But this Indianapolis team right now, Matt Ryan, he looks washed. I mean, he can't get out of his own way when he's back in the pocket. This Dallas pass rush is much better than anyone they've faced the last couple weeks. And then his decision-making, I mean, just getting rid of the ball. I mean, just a half second too late. And that's the difference in the NFL. You see it with Russell Wilson also, between a completion and an interception. They're minus 10 in turnover ratio. And they've just had too many injuries on the defense. I think Dallas with that backfield is going to run all over them, hit on some big plays. Dallas played poorly, did nothing in the first half, and still beat the Giants, who scored with 10 seconds to go by 8 points here. Dallas, big here, 38-13.
38-13, the score there. Yeah, backdoor by the Giants at the very end. Ah, yes, the respectable touchdown that makes it, you know, makes it look not so bad on the old sheet there. Chiefs and Bengals jacked up for this game. Chiefs favored by 2. I love this game. Ja'Marr Chase potentially back, I think I saw as well. What do you make of it? It's a big game. It's a fun game.
I think Kansas City was going through the motions last week. You watched that game. It was like a preseason game to them. Now, usually, you know, you get up, you know, you're playing the defending champions, but the Rams are a mere shell of themselves. I think that this was the game when the schedule came out that they circled, and they're like, we have to have this game. We lost to them during the season last year. We lost in the AFC Championship game. We had that game and blew it. They were 1-for-6 in red zone opportunities last week. I think they're going to come to play here. And people talk about their offense. Their defense is underrated. Cincinnati has 17 sacks. Kansas City has 35 here.
Wow.
Blowout special. Kansas City, 38-25.
38-25, that would be a fun score. Probably any look at the over, see what that would hit. Yep. Well, what do you guys got cooking, man? You guys, again, 13 of 16 weeks have been winners. I mean, just you guys are 5-1 now in your 45 to 50 unit plays, including last week. So what's cooking? Again, championship week on the conference championship week on the college side, another huge week in the NFL.
We call it Double Down December. First of all, you want to get the free game that we have, San Francisco and Miami. This, I mean, you talk about like Kansas City, Cincinnati.
Oh, I love this game.
And the Jets game against Minnesota. This might be the biggest game of the weekend. You want to get that game for free? Call 800-400-9741. And you want to hop on board. If you've never been a client or for some reason, who knows why, you've jumped off one of the greatest seasons of all time, Double Down December, championship week this weekend in college football, 27 games, bowl games through December 31st, and 4 weeks of the NFL, just $297. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk with you next week. Enjoy the games.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, there we go. 800-497-41. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com.
A lot of football going on this weekend.
I have Hunter Biden news.
Uh-oh. That's never good.
Elon Musk. Jack, who's Hunter Biden? Let's start there. Who's Hunter Biden?
Joe Biden's son.
There you go.
Okay. Well, okay. Son. You never know.
There you go. Thank you.
You didn't know
for
Michael
honoring
Jackson.
The president.
Yes.
Elon Musk has tweeted.
Uh-oh.
What really happened with the Hunter Biden story suppression by Twitter?
Uh-oh.
It will be published on Twitter at 5 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, wow.
Hunter Biden news in 30 minutes. Pre-game show next.
Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Limp Bizkit breaks something country version. Done.
And James Strebel.
That's a great idea.
Jack,
that's
you don't know what text. That is. We need to have you watch that during the break, but if you don't mind, write that down.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
That's what I need.
Break stuff.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to break your bleeping face tonight. Give me something to break.
I got a chainsaw. I'll skin your bleep raw.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest lyrics ever written by a human being, by the way.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I sent Strebel a text. He hasn't seen it yet, probably.
No,
it's
I have
DM.
Not.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh.
The Kentucky Network, Jack, has reported that Kentucky's quarterback is on their roster, Kaya Sharon. So that has been reported.
Oh, boy.
By Blogger Boys.
By Blogger Boys.
You so like that, don't you?
There's no transfer. It's just Kaya Sharon. I think that Blogger
Boys. It's ridiculous.
They don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know what they're talking about.
They have no idea what they're talking about.
They have no idea.
What a terrible,
Pac-12 championship game coming up 7 o'clock tonight on all stations, 680, 105.7, and 93.9. Reminder, on Sunday, you have the men's and women's doubleheader over on 93.9. Coming up on Saturday, we'll have the SEC, the Big Ten championship right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. That coverage beginning at 3 o'clock. So we are absolutely loaded this weekend. A couple different things I wanted to get to. So we have some time here. This segment, next segment, mixtape coming up at 5:30. Jack, mixtape, tell me, what do I need to know about the mixtape?
Governor's Cup. A lot of Governor's Cup.
That's all we need to know.
Well, there you go.
And then there's a good chunk of people angry about Louisville basketball.
Louisville basketball.
Well. Yes.
I'm wondering if that's going to end here, you know, guys.
What's the shelf life for that?
Well, I mean, that's the million-dollar question because I always go back to this. The 9-16 year, Kentucky fans never got over it. They still found a way to be mad every single game.
Every
last
show.
Year, 13-19, the Louisville fans still found a way to be mad every single show.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I they might be able to keep it up all season long. We'll see.
Texas says caller Emily wants to ask Rig a few questions about that Team Wrexham.
I don't know. Instant show me a few scenes from it. That's all I know about it.
Oh, goodness.
The stuff you showed me is pretty funny.
4379680. All right, so we have two things here, Jack. Number one, we have a bet. Lachlan McClain has made a bet. That's you tell me. Well, help me here, guys.
Okay.
Who sent this to me? Was this Jack?
No, it was me.
Okay, so this is your thing, so go ahead. So, I'm now just looking at it.
So Lachlan McClain and TJ Walker, the sports talker, in a battle over Mark Stoops' contract.
Okay, so I'm looking at it. Well, there's also a bunch of people in here who have me blocked.
Right.
So, I'm scrolling through. Look at that. I'm scrolling through, and it's just
There's a lot of blocks in there for you.
Yeah,
wow.
So that happens.
it does happen,
They little baby ass.
Yeah,
little baby ass.
Yeah, little pat-pat
that baby ass on a Friday.
Yeah.
Hanging out. So there's a picture of Mark Stoops when the hair island was much more towards the front and center.
More hair.
Instead of back like it is now.
Yes.
TJ put out 5 days ago. This man said yes to Kentucky football 10 years ago today. It's been a fun decade. In lock immediately.
Yeah, just boom.
I saw this now.
Yeah.
32-50 in the SEC. What a fun ride!
There he is. And so they go back and forth about the contract. And
yeah, I'm looking at
TJ Walker saying, you know, how many times did Kentucky win 10 games before Mark Stoops? Zero, blah, 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 all this, that, and the other. And so finally it comes to a head.
Okay, well, I'm seeing it right now.
Okay.
TJ says, how many 10-win seasons did UK have before Stoops? Is that where you were going?
Yeah, that's where I was getting ready to go.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, so that, and so essentially, Lachlan McClain is like, it'll never happen. He's
well,
like,
that's what he says.
He's like, it'll never happen
here, let
again.
Me read it. Let me read it.
I'm reading it straight from the horse's mouth.
So, the horse's mouth. So, yes. TJ Walker says, how many 10-win seasons did UK have before Stoops? I agree with Locke.
Yeah.
Locke says, the more important question is how many they'll have going forward.
Yes.
Because that's what you're paying for. And if you're being honest with yourself, you know the answer is none.
There it is.
He has peaked.
There it is.
You're paying for past fluke performances that won't be repeated.
Fluke.
That's bad business.
Yeah.
TJ says, now this is an hour ago. They picked it up 4.5 days later, Jack.
Yep.
TJ says, the sports talker, why would I know he's peaked? His best players are freshmen and it doesn't seem like they're going anywhere. A fluke happens twice, You're reeling pal.
I called him pal.
Locke, 46 minutes ago. Whatever you need to tell yourself. And then it happens.
Here it comes.
But let's wager. I say he won't win 10 games in a season during the entire length of the new contract. If you think he will, then please name the amount to bet. And then he says, awaiting the crickets chirping. Oh, man.
He loves those crickets.
I mean, Locke has put it out. TJ goes, I know you bet quarters and dimes. Locke says $100.
$100 bet, Jack.
That's where it got left off 43 minutes ago.
Yep.
43 minutes ago.
No, there's an update.
Oh, my.
Oh, there's an
27
update.
Seconds ago.
Oh, my God.
Wow, TJ Walker, you got it.
All right.
Oh
there's
my
a bet. There's
is.
A $100 bet.
There it is.
There's a $100.
There
know,
it is.
This is, you know what this is? This is Locke. Tiger will never win another major. This is exactly what this is. He's so confident about this. I don't know how long, like the duration of the contract. I don't know how long the contract goes. But, I mean, that's a pretty probably significant amount of time that Locke's going to have to deal with here now to sweat it out to see if
Mark Stoops
wins.
I mean, it means nothing because these two are not going to be, you know, in each other's lives in 10 years, are they?
I don't know. Let's see where Twitter is.
Well, I'm trying to find it now, Jack. Can you help me here? I'm trying to find this.
Yeah, what the contract is and how long it's for. But, no, I mean, this is –
I am seeing it done. It's a done deal.
Done deal. $100. Boom. Whatever the contract is, if Mark Stoops does not win 10 games, Locke is $100 richer thanks to TJ Walker and vice versa. If Stoops wins 10 games – he wins 10 games next year. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. But how fun. I mean, how funny would that be if he wins 10 games? They get some great quarterback in the transfer portal. That offensive line grows up.
No, I need UK to win 10 games with Brennan Armstrong at quarterback.
Oh God. Oh, Brandon. Yeah, they get Brennan Armstrong in the transfer portal. Dane Key and Barrion Brown break all these records. They're fantastic. Jutaan McClain just picks up where C-Rod left off and locks.
McClain picking
just saying,
up.
No,
yeah, okay,
just,
I know.
I'm painting a fantasy picture here, Andy, where Locke McClain is $100 poorer because he made a boneheaded bet with TJ Walker on Twitter on December 2nd, Friday, December 2nd here. And it would just be great. It would give me so much happiness if that were happening. I'd be happier that Locke loses $100 than I would Kentucky winning 10 games.
I agree with Locke. I think Locke's on the right side.
No.
I think he's peaked. I totally agree with Locke.
So you would go 10 years.
Yeah.
He's not winning 10 games in 10 years. That's a lot of years, man. That's a lot of years.
I believe that they have peaked. I believe there's a high chance they've peaked.
But there's a chance
I think.
But there's a chance they haven't. That's $100.
Because Strebel, here's why. Here's why.
I said he peaked at the first time he won 10 games. And he won 10 games 2 years
later.
Well,
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that.
Locked it. Yeah.
Locked it.
There's no doubt. He has peaked twice.
You can't can't peak
might
twice.
Be the name of the hour. You want that?
Yeah, you can't peak. Peak means you hit your ceiling. You can't peak twice. There's only one peak. There's no double peak. When you peak, and then it's all downhill after that. That's it. When you peak, you peak. It's a lot of, all I'm saying is that's a lot of years. And he did the same thing with Tiger Woods, and he was wrong. He gets emotional on these things. He's stubborn in his opinion.
Yeah,
and
but Tiger's never going to get like close to, ever again. Like Locke, no, Locke
but
was
he
wrong.
Said that the last time he won the Masters. They can say that again. That's fine.
Locke basically won the lottery. He got struck by lightning like Drew Brees, who didn't get struck by lightning.
Who didn't get struck. Yeah, that was a lie, yes.
You can't peak twice.
You can't.
Jack, is that the name of the hour, or is it painting a fantasy picture?
Double peak.
Double peak?
Double peak. Yeah, double peak. But I think Locke just cursed it.
Here's the thing. I don't disagree with that. When Kentucky gets a recruit, it's a former four-star who hasn't played for 2 years.
Sure.
When they get a guy in the portal.
Right.
I mean, Will Levis, again, worked out. And he was a nothing before he went to you. He was
absolutely
a nothing.
Yeah, he was.
He went to that academy or whatever with that guy from Canada during
right.
COVID and everything
the
worked
QB
out.
Guru stuff.
That's, you know, like Kentucky football in Louisville. Like Kentucky football doesn't recruit the highest and isn't going to recruit the highest in the NIL. And now people can take their best players. And now, like, they have to worry about that even more than they ever did.
I'm saying that's
and
fair.
And the SEC's adding Texas and Oklahoma. South Carolina's caught you. Tennessee's passed you. You're not that far ahead of Missouri. Vanderbilt beat you. I mean, if I'm Locke, $100, it
fair.
Means nothing. Yeah, I'm with Locke on this.
That's fine. That's
I wish
fair.
I was wrong.
That's
but
fair. But I just, again,
if I had to pick a side, I'd rather have my $100 with Locke.
10 years is a long time.
I understand.
Things can change in 10 years.
Yeah, in 5 of the years, they'll have no chance in hell to be a 10-win team. So now we're talking about 5 years. So, I mean, eliminate at least half. In fact, I would say 6 out of 10.
No,
60% I'm eliminating off the top.
You eliminate like 3 or 4. No. I don't think 6.
Jack, what do they say in baseball? You win 40 games, you lose 40 games. It's the – or what do they say?
You win
75 or 60 games,
yeah,
games, right?
60, and then the last 42 are just –
Or that's where the money's made.
Yeah.
That's
sure,
where
yeah.
the money's made.
But you know how
– That's how I feel.
But you know how Stoops schedules.
No, I know you're going to get 5 wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then I need you.
And then you need
to get, then you need to get 5 more.
And that's
the issue.
You get a couple special players here or there. And boom, there you are. He's done it before. You get a couple special players here or there, then you got it.
Hey, listen, my money. I'm just saying, if I had
in
to
the
pick
words of
which
Locke,
side, I'm taking
special
Locke
players
McClain.
Okay. Instead of special program.
I agree with Locke. Special players, not special program. I agree with that. But if you're telling me you're going to bet on a 10-year span, it's like this one thing definitely will not happen in a span of 2 years, I'll take the other side.
Okay.
That's a long time. That's like me saying that Louisville football won't win 10 games in the next 10 years.
Well, you don't think they're going to. Actually,
they,
you
they
do.
They might
you're scared,
pop up.
You're scared of Steve Clarkson.
Oh, hell no, I'm not scared of
no, yes, no, you are.
No,
you are.
No, why would I be? Scott Satterfield's the head coach, Andy. Are you scared of Steve Clarkson?
But there's a little tremble.
No, there's nothing.
There's a tremble.
I have
a murmur.
Zero percent worry.
Your heart fluttered.
No, Scott Satterfield stinks. No. He is a terrible coach. No, I am not worried. He can't coach players. He can't coach quarterbacks. He can't coach running backs. He had to bring McGriff in to save the defense. No, I'm not worried at all. Scott Fettleson.
McGriff saved the defense? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he saved the defense. No,
I thought Satterfield saved the defense.
No, Satterfield's a straight bum. No.
Oh.
He's a straight bum, Andy.
Okay.
Why would I be worried about
Scott? Why are you getting mad at Satterfield?
I'm not mad at Satterfield.
This is a Mark Stoops not winning 10 games.
No, you're telling me I'm scared of Scott Satterfield.
You don't think he wins 10 games in the next 10 years? Satterfield.
No, they'll be a different coach.
No, but, okay.
In the next 10 years, Louisville football will have a different coach.
Steve Clarkson. I know.
I'd be more scared of Steve
the
Clarkson
associate
if he
head
was
coach.
The head coach. Than if,
no, that's my
if,
guy.
If Steve Clarkson, no, if Steve Clarkson was the head coach and brought those players in, I'd be more afraid of Satterfield.
You know what? You know what? You know what, real fear would have been?
What?
Deion Sanders going to Cincinnati and saying, Vince Mero, no more 3 stars. They come to me now. How about that? How about that?
Yeah,
Deion Sanders would out-recruit Vince Mero.
Oh, 100% he would, but
yeah.
That's not happening.
No, I know. I'm saying that's what I wanted to have happen.
Deion Sanders going to Cincinnati.
Oh, that fear. Vince Mero would be
nuked. Why Kentucky fear?
I don't know. It's fear.
You told me I was scared of Louisville. Never talk about Kentucky fear.
I mean,
about
Vince
a situation that
Vince
will
Mero
not happen.
Would be fearful.
Yeah, no, I agree. But
his
that's
heart
not
would flutter.
Happen.
I know.
Santafield is still the coach.
Colorado. Why is he going to Colorado?
I don't know why he's going to Colorado. He needs a.
I need him to play swaggier
more,
than that.
Yeah,
wait one
more
year.
Year, man.
One more year.
Get a
real job.
Exactly.
Colorado.
Wait for somebody to fizzle out that has a big time job that's kind of on the brink right now. He doesn't need to go. He doesn't need to go in Colorado, Wisconsin, Iowa. We need Deion Sanders in Florida, California, someplace cool like
Texas.
That. Texas,
yeah,
exactly.
I'm with
Georgia.
You.
Someplace cool like
100%.
That. We don't need him
I don't
in
need
Colorado.
Him in Colorado.
Yeah, somewhere where it's cold.
Playing at 10:30 at night against Washington State, a game that no one cares about.
I need sun.
To hell with
Issel. I need beaches. I need bikinis. That's what Deion
a little
Sanders.
Sundress.
Exactly. That's what Deion. Oh, Deion Sanders in the SEC. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
That would be fantastic. He ain't gonna
tell Jack how you said Chelsea earlier today.
Chelsea.
Jack is he? Chelsea.
Soccer,
you've been poisoned.
I hope not.
Your team's been poisoned by Ents.
Yeah.
Antonio Reeves has been poisoned
by Jason.
By Jason Ents.
He got a bad banger in MASH.
Ents put something in his mash. Let's take a break.
I love poker.
Jack, you want to tell the people about Vitality, an odd place to do that.
Yes.
Tell the people how you've lost basically 90 pounds and had you dressing up like a member of the Sopranos, quite frankly, with a sweatsuit on.
Yeah, I had a very oversized sweatshirt on yesterday is what I had.
A gold chain?
You look
did
like
not have a gold chain.
Oh,
forget about it. Hey. That was terrible.
I wasn't going to say that.
Tell the people about Vitality.
Yes, VitalityWeightLoss.com. Safe, effective weight loss tailored for your body. Personalized food lists and supplements based off your needs, not someone else's. All based off of science. An initial body scan exposes your deficiencies and identifies supplements and foods you need to help kickstart your metabolism. Burn stubborn body fat instead of sugar that you can't lose in the local gym. Again, I lost over 85 pounds on the program over the course of 2 rounds of fat burning, and including 18 pounds in the first week and 25% of my body weight. And it was easy to stick to. I was never hungry while burning fat. That's the most important thing. I did the program. I thought I would starve to death, and I really didn't. I wasn't hungry. And I went from a person that was completely hopeless about my personal health to someone that actually knows how to eat and actually eat healthy. I had some chicken salad for lunch with grapes and an apple.
I like that.
Okay.
I loved it.
Chicken
salad is really good.
Salad.
I have fully discovered how good a chicken salad is. And
it's great.
There is a pure
25 years old.
Yes, I'm 25 years old and I never ate chicken salad before midsummer. And now I love it. there was a 0% chance of me ever eating something like chicken salad before Vitality weight loss and wellness. Again, developed healthier eating habits. The amount of weight I lost, if you need to lose a crap ton of weight, VitalityWeight.com is absolutely the place you need to go. If you're trying to lose just 10 to 20 pounds, picked up some weight over Thanksgiving, you're trying to trim off, they can absolutely help you do that too. And make sure to check out the Jack Grossman special. Get your initial assessment, normally priced at $199, for just $27. Again, just go to VitalityWeight.com, click on the special weight loss offer, and tell them that ESPN Louisville sent you.
All right, good deal. 5 o'clock hour, quick break. That's coming up next here on this Friday on ESPN 680.